نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Most respected listeners, today we'll discuss the last verse of Surah Baqarah and the last few words, وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مُولَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. So the first part of the dua, Allah Ta'ala mentions that وَعْفُ عَنَّا means to forgive and overlook. The tafsir of it is a umfu athara dhunubina. It means to rub out, to efface, to destroy the files in which our evidence of gunas are kept there. The ulama explains there are four things, four witnesses with regards to our gunas. So the first of which is our kiram and katibin, which are seated on our left and right shoulder. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. The sentinels on our shoulders who record all our actions. Further, all these actions that are posted, like in accountancy, we have the cash book, from the cash book to the ledger, to the journal. And in one place, all the actions are stored in, and that is our Naam-e Amal, the records of our deeds, our books of deeds. So that is the second witness of against our gunas. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, our balance sheets will be given to us. Ikra kitabak, that read and study your own balance sheet. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. Today it is sufficient that you can take your own reckoning and you become the judge. So that is the second one. And a person on the day of Qiyamah, he will say, Ya waylatana, ma li hadha al-kitab? What is wrong with this kitab? La yughadiru saghiratan wa la kabiratan illa ahsaha. It has not left out a minor thing or major thing, except it has recorded everything. Everything that you have done will be recorded in our books of deeds. And then, respected listeners, the third aspect with regards to the witness against our gunas is our body parts. All our parts, the limbs of the body, whether it is the eyes, the ears, the hands, the feet, the private parts, etc. To such an extent that on the day of Qiyamah, perhaps maybe a person will think, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked me, or the angel asked me, and I can deny it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. We will seal their mouths. What will speak? وَتُكَلِّمُونَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجِلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. That their hands will speak and their feet will give testimony against them of whatever they had done. So this is the kitab. مَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَطِيرُونَ أَنْ يَشْهَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ سَمْءُكُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُكُمْ. You are not able to conceal of what that your ears can give testimony and what your eyes can give testimony against you. So that is the third source of witness against us. And then the last one is the ground on which we committed those gunas. يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Allah Ta'ala will cause the finer details, the date, the place, everything will be recorded. To such an extent, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi mentioned, sometimes we come of age, now we come elderly, and now we pass a certain place, we drive by a certain place, maybe we went to that one movie house, whether we went to some club or some haram place. So now Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi said that when you're passing that place, make istighfar. This will atone inshallah for that guna committed on that land. So today it is nothing for us, not hard for us to fathom. Today we have, for example, a person passes, he swipes his credit card. He goes to the toll road, he passes, he swipes his credit card. So the minutest detail, they will give you what time it was, how much it was, which day it was, which particular toll it was. Today we have recorders, today we have digital recorders, etc. And they record everything. They have sophisticated cameras looking at us all the time. So yeah, on a day of Qiyamah, the earth will give testimony against us. So when a person reads his dua, wa'fu anna, O Allah, forgive us, O Allah, overlook our faults, O Allah, what you are saying, hey, umhu athara dhunubina, O Allah, wipe out these gunas. Allah destroyed the evidence. In the hadith it is mentioned, when these files get destroyed, Allah Ta'ala in His kindness does not instruct the malaika, the angels to destroy these files. Allah Ta'ala Himself destroys the files. And the reason for this is that Allah Ta'ala does not want the ihsan and kindness of the farishtas and malaika upon us. Allah Ta'ala says that He Himself will destroy these files. So the farishtas do not remind us on the day of Qiyamah. It was us. We done you a favor. We destroyed your files. So whenever we read this ayat, wa'fu anna, and we make sincere tawbah, respected listeners, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to forgive us. Allah ta'ala will destroy the files, whether it is the files of the Kiram al-Katibin that are recording, whether it is the files of our books of deeds, whether it is the files on the face of earth where we committed those gunas, or whether those limbs of ours committed those gunas, everything inshaAllah, a person that will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out. It's mentioned in the hadith, At-ta'ibu min al-zam kaman la zambala. That person who made sincere tawbah of all his gunas is like a person who has not committed any gunas. Subhanallah. It's mentioned in another hadith, لَأَنِينُ الْمُذْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِلِيَّ مِنْ زَجَلِ الْمُسَبِّهِينَ. That the crying and sobbing of a repenter, Allah Ta'ala loves when a person is banda and crying, when he sobs, when he sheds those tears, respected listeners, can extinguish fires of Jahannam, inshaAllah. So when a person repents and he sheds those tears, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this crying and sobbing of a repenter is more beloved to Allah than the devotion of a person making tasbih. Then further on, the ayat carries on, وَقْفِلْ لَنَا O Allah, forgive us. What does it mean? What is the tafsir of it? وَقْفِلْ لَنَا بِسَتْرِ الْقَبِيْهِ وَإِذْهَارِ الْجَمِيلِ. That, O Allah, cover up, hide the bad, the evil in me, and amplify to everyone the good in me. Subhanallah. You're asking, O Allah, that all the evil that you have in you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cover it. O Allah, you do not disclose it to anyone. O Allah, you cover it. And the good in me, O Allah, make it known to others. This also very important for the pleasure of Allah, that Allah, O Allah, you amplify it to others. Your enemy on the other hand, what does he do? He does the directly opposite. He would look for your faults, which do not exist in you. And he will talk about it. And where he does find a small fault, he will magnify it. He will publicize it. He will amplify it and make it known via social media, etc. But if he finds any good in you, then he remains silent. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will cover our faults, inshaAllah. And Allah ta'ala will amplify the good in us. So this is the tafsir of waqfil lana. Then the last one, warhamna, O Allah, have mercy upon us. It is mentioned, Allama Alusi, Sayyid al-Mahmud al-Baghdadi, in his kitab, Ruh al-Ma'ani, has given the tafsir of warhamna, O Allah, have raham on us. تفضل علينا بفنون العلا مع استحقاقنا بأفانين النقاب. That, O Allah, that you pour down your rahmat and mercy upon us in great torrents, despite the fact that we are deserving of your azab and punishment. We are such that morning to evening, head to toe, every moment, every second of our life, we are involved in so many gunas, yet that we are deserving of Allah Ta'ala's punishment. Yet in spite of that, O Allah, you shower us of your mercy. Mona Shaykh Ali Thani rahmatullahi mentions that when gunas are forgiven, then Allah Ta'ala's rahmat come in different forms. Sometimes in barakat, in blessings, in one's rozi. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceals our sins. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq of doing all good. This is all the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected listeners, we are coming towards the 15th of Shaban, inshaAllah. And that is a very mubarak night. That is a very blessed night. These are the nights Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity that we can turn to Allah. Allah ta'ala is making those announcements from the time of after Maghrib, right till Subah Sadiq. that entire time of the 15th of Shaaban, Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive us. So this is the dua we should recite, inshaAllah. وَعَفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. May Allah give me, give us all the tawfiq of making sincere repentance and tawbah and istighfar. And these are the times that we need to make rujood and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honestly. And we need to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that overlooks all our faults, wipe out our sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleans our slate totally and make us such like we are newborn children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible. Wa akhiru da'wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.